Yay. Thank you, brother. All right, please be seated. Wow. Whew. What a wonderful morning, huh? Man, oh man. Well, I'm real excited to be able to share God's word with you, and the subject I want to share with you is the words of life. The words of life. And you know what? I thought also, if Jeannie doesn't mind, I would like to share a little bit about our date night Thursday night. But I'm going to wait a little bit on that. We better get into the word first. Right, got it. Okay. So, yeah, God's word. Fantastic. You know what it took to organize the date night? You know, I didn't do this. I didn't go up to her and start drawing pictures and communicating with pictures and handing her all these pictures so that she is receiving my inquiry if she would join me on a date Thursday night. How did I do that? I asked her. I use words, right? Words are powerful. We communicate in words. We live by words. We live by millions and millions of words we are exposed to. How do you respond to those words? If they carry weight, you respond to them, don't you? Yeah, for sure. You know, as Americans, we respond to our Constitution, right? Our Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, right? That all men is created equal. They're endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We believe that, don't we? These are words that are alive in the soul of every American citizen. I got to think. People die for those words so they'll live in Americans' lives. So words are powerful, very powerful. We live in response to those words. I remember as a young boy, I wanted to be an athlete. I wanted to be strong and healthy and an athlete. So you know what? I listened to some words on TV, and it says, if you want to be a champion, eat Wheaties. It's the breakfast of champions. So I responded to those words, and what do you think I had for breakfast? Wheaties. My goal was be at my picture on the box of Wheaties. Yes. What words turned you on? What words motivated you to do what you do? We all do different things, but something motivated you, communicated to you, and it's probably through words, right? You know, as a younger adult, a teenager, I was trying to find myself. You know, what is life all about? The fear of death, really, at 12 years of age, I saw a thing on Disneyland about future land, hundreds and hundreds of years in the future, and I thought, where am I going to be in that at that point? And so it just dawned on me as a young 12-year-old boy, what's life all about? And so I searched from that day forward, I was always looking, okay, what's life all about? What can I learn? And so I looked at words, different philosophies. I got into Ayn Rand. I bet none of you have ever heard of Ayn Rand. Some of you have. So I thought she was cool in her altruistic ways. But when I was 20 years old, somebody shared the words of life, God's word, the Bible, and helped me understand the word of God. And those words of life made all the difference in the world for me. That's what God's word is. It's all about the living word of God. You know, Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 15:16, Things got all messed up in Jerusalem there, and he was going through the rubble, I guess, or whatever, but at some point he found the Word of God. And what was the response? It was the joy and rejoicing of my heart. That's how valuable the words, the written words of God were to him. Now look at Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12, and pretty much I'll have slides on all the verses, so you can look at those. But Hebrews 4:12, and this is the ESV translation, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intents of the heart." That's the living Word of God. You pick up your Bible, and you got a vision. This thing is breathing. It's alive. My Bible's alive. It's the living Word of God. It's precious. It's what really counts in life. It's God's Word. Now, how is this Word going to live in my life? What does it take for me to read Bible scriptures and respond to it and get the results it's talking about? 1 Thessalonians 2:13. Very important key here when it comes to living the words of life. Latter part of the verse says, "When you receive the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men." Oh, that's just Paul talking. Oh, that's just Peter. He's spouting off. No, it wasn't about Paul or Peter, but what was it? It was as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh in us. We do one thing. What? Believe. Believe. What's believing? Accepting. Yeah, that's it. I believe that. Yeah. Trusting. Having confidence. That's believing. That's how the word works. The living word lives in you when you what? Believe. When you believe. Pretty neat, huh? Yeah, God's word believed makes all the difference in the world. Now, how much of the Word of God do you think we need? A lot of words. Let's take a look at Matthew 4:4. Jesus Christ was in a situation where he was tempted by the devil, right? He said, "Hey, you're so hot, why don't you make bread out of these stones?" Well, what did Jesus Christ respond to him? Did he give him a right hook and smashed him upside the head? No. What did he attack the devil with? The living Word of God. That's pretty powerful, isn't it? That he would quote words to the devil. He says, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Now, physically, to live life, what do you need? You need some food, right? Burritos? You gotta have a burrito once a week at least. You got to have food. Will physically keep you alive. What do you need spiritually? Food. The Word of God is the food we munch on, we eat on. It's truly the breakfast of champions, God's Word. You know, it says in Leviticus 17:11, I don't have a slide on that, but it says the life is in the what? Blood. The life is in the blood. So if you're bleeding, what happens after a few quarts get out? You die. So somebody's bleeding, what do? Stop it and give them a transfusion of life. Spiritually, we need transfusion of the words of life, don't we? Yeah, that's how big this wonderful Word of God is. the living Word of God. Well, let's look at some results that we receive when we believe God's Word. So 1 Peter 1:23, we have a slide on that. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. Now, when you're born the first time, it's corruptible seed. Why? Because you're going to turn to dust someday, right? It's a physical birth, and so it's corruptible. But now the Word of God, the living Word of God, is talking about born again of what kind of seed? Incorruptible seed. How do you get it? By the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. That's, you want a forever on your side, don't you? You've got to have that forever on your side. That guy's got to be on your team, the forever guy. What a resource we have, the living Word of God. It gets us born of incorruptible seed, eternal life. Wow! That's enough to praise God forever and ever, right? Man, oh man. There's another verse in Galatians. We'll take a look here. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, okay, the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Jesus Christ gave us a life that is so fantastic. We fully identify with him. As far as God's concerned, he sees us crucified with him. He sees us dying with him. He sees us raised up from the dead with him. He sees us on the right hand of God with him. Oh, but that's just Bible stuff. I'll read it on Sunday. These are words of life. This is true. More true than the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution. Man, we die for those words, don't we? Oh, what are we going to do for the Word of God? We're going to stand up. We don't have to die for the Word of God, do we? Jesus Christ did that already. But we can stand for the living Word of God. You and I have such a fantastic knowledge and have been afforded that privilege of God's Word. We got something very precious to share with people. The living Word of God. So how are we going to get this believing that makes all the difference of the Word of God working in our life? How are we going to build the believing so that we can walk on the great Word of God? Faith cometh by hearing, yes. Romans 10:17. So then faith, believing, comes by hearing. And hearing what? Word of God. We want to build our believing. We put on the Word of God. If we want to be strong physically, what cereal do we eat? Wheaties. You know, I like that better, the Word of God. Because believing the Word of God can have physical results. Big time. Great point. So that's why we want to feed on the Word of God. I don't have any problem eating 3 meals a day. Keep me physically in shape. Well, how often am I eating the Word of God, which is more living than the food I'm eating? Now, we eat good, and Jeannie's a fantastic cook, and she gets the best food, but there's no greater food than God's Word, huh? It makes all the difference in our physical life. Yeah, amen. The Apostle Paul had a mission, didn't he? God called him to do something really important. And I want you to look at this, Acts 26:18. Acts 26:18. We've got a slide on this. And he had a revelation from the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was called to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. All right? From the power of who?
Satan.
Unto God. That they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by what? Faith. By believing that is in me, Jesus Christ. See, people's eyes are open to the truth of God's word. We take folks out of darkness and shine the light of God's word on them so they can have the power of God, not the power of the darkness. They can have that forgiveness. Be in the family of God. What an inheritance we have, right? Wow. As children of God, sons of God. Pretty fantastic. You know, and I know God has something for all of us in the body of Christ to do. We might not have this calling here, but I know all of us have the ministry of reconciliation, it says in Corinthians. We all have the word of reconciliation. We all have the privilege to hold forth the words of life. The words of life. God's word works. Look at Isaiah 55. God's words work. That's for sure. 55:11, we've got a slide on this. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. That's God's attitude about his word. If it goes out of his mouth, it's not going to return void. What about you? If you spoke the words of truth to somebody and they say, hell with you, I don't want that. So are you going to feel bad? Oh my God, I've been rejected and nobody loves me. Hey, I just shared the words of truth. That's on that person. If they want to reject it, right? It doesn't come back void. I tell you, there's some great rewards coming for us for our faithfulness to hold forth the words of life. We don't see how big this is. What we do for God now in this world we live in will be magnified with great rewards in the future. And really, we don't work for rewards. We don't push rewards. We push God's word because it helped us, right? We want to help somebody else. Somebody shared the word with you. We want to share it with somebody else because it's the living word. We want to do what it takes to get that word strong in us. In the newsletter here, some of the things I'm sharing with you are in the teaching here. But on page 3, oh, this is great. Barney put together 5 things to keep you strong. And these are things that if you can do this is really going to strengthen your relationship with the Father and help you stay in tune with Him every day. You know, one of the themes we're working this summer is to hear from God. We want to hear from God. I tell you what, God's talking to you all the time. We just need to get tune in. And so how do I tune in? How do I get myself in position where I'm going to hear the words of God? Well, one thing is, he's already spoken it into a book. And the more you understand the written word and see how God loves us and everything and how he communicates with us, that'll help you be tuned in to getting revelation. But boy, every day, spend time with God in the morning. Every day, spend time in the morning. It's a great time. You get up, start speaking in tongues or start praying, recognizing him. Jesus Christ sure did that. That worked for him, didn't it? Every day, spend time feeding your spirit on other godly sources. You got God's word. There's wonderful books and things written about God's word. Jan's got some phenomenal books that she's written that have the word in it, the living word in it. Every day, spend time in quietness. Just get quiet with God. Whew. The world wants to busy our minds, doesn't it? It just wants to frazzle us, get us always thinking, doing stuff. Get quiet. Fight for that quiet time. What's that movie, that prayer room, the war? War room. What's the war room? Place of prayer was in the closet. Yeah, we get some quiet, peace and quiet. Good thing to do. Every day, spend time, some time with those who strengthen you. Hang out with believers. You know, I know you got worldly friends. Say hi to them, but really embrace your brothers and sisters in Christ. Hang out with those guys. They're the best. And every day, take time to stop throughout the day to acknowledge God. Yeah, just do that. That's what's so great about speaking in tongues. It's so easy to acknowledge Him because you can do that anytime, all the time. In fact, Barney's full of great ideas here. On page 4, there's this thing on setting your alarms in your life. Set alarms in your life. And I think he got this thing with David in Psalms. It mentions he praised God 7 times a day. So what Barney's done, he's got his phone, he's got alarms in there. How many alarms? 7 different times during the day?
Actually, I said 5.
5. 9, 11, 1, 3, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. And so it shakes or goes off, and that reminds him, God, I'm going to pray, speak in tongues. Great ideas here. Try them out. Okay, God's word works. Look at Proverbs 8:7. And I got a screen on it, so we can look at that. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward. Now, what's that mean, froward? Well, it means not straightforward or crooked, okay? Or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. That's the word of God. Pretty neat, huh? Fantastic. Fantastic. Wow. In Psalms 89:34, we see that God's not wishy-washy. Some people are wishy-washy. They make promises to you one day, and the next day, they don't do it. Oh my golly. God's not like that. God's not like that. It says in Psalm 89:34, and we've got a slide on this. This is the ESV. I will not violate my covenant or alter the word that went forth from my lips. We can trust in that, can't we? We can believe on God because he ain't going to change. He's not going to change at all. Pretty fantastic. If God says it, you can bank on it. He has integrity with his word. You know, talking about words from our lips, what about speaking in tongues? I was really blessed how Barney shared about the importance of speaking in tongues, that it plays an important role in our life. And I want to hitchhike on that. What is speaking in tongues? We've got a definition here. Speaking in tongues is the manifestation of the Spirit in a believer, which allows them to speak forth words in a language unknown to them and that originates from God. Pretty neat, huh? Now think about this. When you speak in tongues, you're speaking a word that God's given you. How precious is that? A godly word. God originated those words. I had to speak them. I had to do my part. But they're God words. Somebody calls it a heavenly language. It's the language of men or angels, but it's God-inspired. You know, God loves, he's a father. He loves being with us, right? Being a part of our life. And when you speak in tongues, he's got to be there. You open your mouth, your lips, he's there every time. Isn't that precious to have godly words like that, that we get to speak from our lips? Man, oh man, oh man. Do I have time to share about date night? I said I would share about date night, didn't I? Oh my golly. Well, let me share date night with you. All right? We even got a picture of this. We went to Bird Rock area in La Jolla and went to a restaurant and had something to eat. And then we walked down to Wind and Sea. Wind and Sea is one of the most famous surf spots in the world. And the Beach Boys, some of their songs have Wind and Sea in there. And so we went down there, and there's some guys surfing. The sun's going down. Oh, it was beautiful, beautiful. And we walked down the in the over that the rocks there, and there's some beach area. And there was this canopy. We saw this canopy, and it said, La Jolla Surf Church. You know, only in California. Surf Church. And here were a number of folks, young people. They were cooking hot dogs and burgers, and they were handing them out to people on the beach. You know, and the surfers come in, give them a burger, a dog, and stuff. Kind of like what we do at Agape Now on Saturday mornings. We give out water, but they were giving out burgers and dogs. But we went up there, and we had to check this out. And we had a great talk with them. And in the it came up where the head guy, we asked him, "Well, do you speak in tongues?" He said, "You know, I have done that, but I really don't understand that so much. I know it's in the Bible, and it must be good, but I'm not familiar. I don't know." So he was really meek, and of course, we were able to give him a book and some information and stuff about speaking in tongues. And so it kind of made our date night spiritual. And Fanta Alex is his name. And what really blessed me, we talked some more. We went and got the books, came back, talked some more with them. And then we just all got around and hugged, and Jeannie prayed. And it was a great prayer. A great prayer of the Word of God living in their lives. And they were so happy, so blessed. And so we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll have an extension here in Point Loma Surf Church. Yeah. Well, in conclusion here, you know, when we do a teaching, we want to be able to impart information that moves the audience, kind of a call to action, right? So what do you think the call to action is from what I've shared with you? Yeah, get loving God's word. Get into the word and share the word. Have it be a big part of your life, a major part of your life. It's the living word, right? It's the living word. And a side note would be, speak in tongues much. Speak in tongues much. So I trust you value the living word of God. And we'll continue to be steadfast in that wonderful word of God, okay? So Heavenly Father, we are grateful and thankful for how you love us and care for us. And that you've given us words that are living, that really make a difference in our life. And I'm thankful that we can believe them and trust in your word, that you don't change, that if you have said it in your word, it's got to come to pass. We just got to stay believing your word, stay trusting in you, stay patient with you. So thank you, Father, for the privilege to be in your family, to have words of life to live by and to share with others. And I pray and thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. All right.